Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 18th. You'll be interested to know, 45 years ago, today in 1979, Mother Teresa, founder of a Roman Catholic order of women dedicated to the poor, and particularly to the destitute of India, was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace. Her outstanding humanitarian work highlighted the profound impact of selfless service and brought global attention to the plight of the impoverished. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. On Friday, expect waist-high wind swell in the morning, building to shoulder-high in the afternoon with semi-glassy conditions. Saturday and Sunday will feature knee to thigh-high swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego, it's looking choppy at 3 to 4 feet all day. It might turn fair for your sunset session if the wind dies down. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3.5 foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southeast swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 7 mph. The first high tide will be 6.5 foot at 9:15 a.m., with a -0.5 foot low tide just before 4. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 64 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 6:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:56. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a chance of rain showers after 11 a.m. and a high near 67. Expect a light south wind around 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, there's a chance of rain before 5 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 61, along with some light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 69 degrees. Saturday and Sunday will be sunny as well, reaching the mid-70s. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s and patchy fog on Monday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Danish pharmaceutical giant Lundbeck has agreed to acquire La Jolla-based Longboard Pharmaceuticals for nearly $3 billion, aiming to access its innovative epilepsy drug. This acquisition, announced on Monday, will enhance Lundbeck's portfolio for neurological conditions, including Parkinson's disease and migraines. Longboard's lead drug candidate, Bexicaserin, is an oral treatment for rare epileptic disorders and has received a breakthrough therapy designation from the United States Food and Drug Administration. The deal, the largest in Lundbeck's history, is expected to close by the end of this year, with Longboard stock surging significantly following the announcement. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football, the New Orleans Saints, holding a record of 2-4, host the Denver Broncos, who stand at 3-3, in a game rich with nostalgia. Sean Payton will make his return to the Superdome, this time as Denver's coach, facing his former team now led by rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. The Saints' defense, ranked last in the league, faces a significant challenge from Bo Nix and the Broncos' dynamic offense. Oddsmakers favor Denver by 3 points, with an over-under set at 46. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Yankees will face off against the Guardians tonight at Progressive Field for Game 3 of the ALCS, with New York leading the series 2-0. Clark Schmidt will face Matthew Boyd. Fans can expect a cool 58 degrees in Cleveland, with the Yankees favored by 1.5 runs. Last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers dominated the New York Mets 8-0 in Game 3 of the NLCCS at Citi Field. Shohei Ohtani's 3-run homer in the 8th sealed the win, while Michael Kopech delivered a stellar performance, securing the victory with 6 strikeouts over 9 innings. The Dodgers now lead the series 2-1, placing the Mets in a challenging position. Tonight, the teams return to Citi Field for Game 4, with Yoshinobu Yamamoto taking the mound against Jose Quintana. The weather in Queens is expected to be a brisk 55 degrees, and the Mets are favored by 1.5 runs. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers are making strides this season with a record of 3 wins and 2 losses under new head coach Jim Harbaugh. Nevertheless, there's room for improvement on the defensive line. With key players like Otito Abinia, Puna Ford, and Tirtard on 1-year contracts, the team is seeking a long-term solution. ESPN's Jordan Reed suggests Dion Walker as an ideal fit. The 6'6", 345-pound defensive tackle from the Kentucky Wildcats excels at stopping the run and possesses impressive agility for his size. Walker is a potential first-round pick that aligns perfectly with Harbaugh's vision for the team. Shifting gears to hockey, the Los Angeles Kings are looking to improve their record as they head to Montreal tonight to face the Canadiens, who stand at 2-2. Hans Kopitar leads the Kings with 6 points, while Montreal's Cole Caufield is making waves with 4 goals and 6 points. Unfortunately, goaltender Darcy Kuemper is out for LA, which could impact their performance. In top news, the side effects of Ozempic, an injectable drug primarily used for weight loss, often garner attention. Commonly reported effects include gastrointestinal upset, nausea, and stomach pain, which typically resolve within days. However, some users may experience more serious issues, like muscle loss, which can impact metabolic health. Changes in menstrual cycles may also occur, likely due to weight loss rather than the drug itself. Less common but severe side effects include pancreatitis and allergic reactions. Pregnant or breastfeeding individuals should avoid this medication. Consulting a doctor about potential interactions and managing side effects is crucial. In business news, Bitcoin has experienced significant volatility this week, recently rebounding above $60,000 per Bitcoin after a sharp decline. Analysts at JP Morgan predict a debasement trade could drive further price increases leading into the U.S. election. Michael Saylor, founder and executive chairman of MicroStrategy, revealed his company's ambitious plan to evolve into a Bitcoin investment bank, aiming to acquire over $100 billion in Bitcoin. Saylor believes Bitcoin is the most valuable asset in the world and predicts its price could reach $13 million by 2045. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,100. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $155. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a groundbreaking study, scientists had discovered that mice may possess ultrasonic powers, using sound to manipulate nanoparticles and enhance their sense of smell. Traditionally, these rodents were thought to use ultrasonic vocalizations solely for courtship. However, bioacoustics experts observed that mice sniff after producing these sounds, suggesting a more complex function. This phenomenon, described as creating new pathways of information, could reshape our understanding of animal communication and provide insights into manipulating nanoparticles with sound. As Jessica Joe from Harvard University notes, mice play a crucial role in biological research, potentially leading to significant medical advancements. And in entertainment news, Beta Film has unveiled a thrilling trailer for Rise of the Raven, an epic 10-part drama series centered on the pivotal 15th century Battle of Belgrade. The show will have its world premiere at MIPCOM in Cannes on October 22nd. Based on Ben Moore's novels, it chronicles the heroic Jano Sunyadi, who halted the Ottoman advance in 1456. Produced by veteran Robert Lantos, the series boasts an impressive budget, aiming for authenticity by honoring the era's languages. With stunning period detail, Rise of the Raven promises an engaging portrayal of history, treachery, and love. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Albanian humanitarian and missionary, Mother Teresa. And she said, "I have found the paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.